Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 294 of AskPat. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now let's get to today's question from Tim.
G'day, Pat. My name's Tim. I was just wondering about your niche markets that you're into, mate. What made you pick the ones you're into? You've got the food trucker vans, you've got the security guard there. You couldn't get two completely different markets if you tried. What made you pick them so far apart? And why didn't you go to something pretty similar to what you're already into? Just curious, mate. Enjoying the show? Hooray.
Tim, thanks so much, man. I appreciate the question, and it's interesting. Yes, you are right. All of the niches I'm in seem to be in completely different spaces. I mean, you're right. You couldn't get any more different from security guards and people looking to start that career who are going to be employed by other people, and they're walking around all day, to people in the food truck industry who are working for themselves, who are not walking around, who are driving around all day and serving food. But both are there to, make people happy and make people feel safe, I guess. And both are niche sites that I've created. And so the quick story on how they were created was they were both created with keyword research in mind. And please note that I am in a very special situation here with SPI and Smart Passive Income and the brands that I have, because SPI I use as a platform to test a whole bunch of different things. And that's the primary reason why I'm trying all these different things. I mean, I'm even getting into e-commerce soon in a completely different niche as well. And that's only because I want to experiment and try new things and show people out there that you don't have to be in a vertical that's all about testing. You don't have to do a site that's all about how to start a site or build a business. You don't have to be all about security guards. You don't have to. It's whatever. I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk was the one who said you could create. I mean, if you are passionate and you know worms, then you could build a business about that. And his book Crush It, he talks about that, and I love that book. And it's really true. If you really are passionate about something, but combine that with the need and want that people have for a specific thing and your drive to help those people, I mean, you can succeed. And I'm sort of become an example of that in all these different spaces. But to give you a little bit more of a technical background on these things, with securityguardtraininghq.com, I built that site out of a thing called the Niche Site Duel. You can check it out at nichesiteduel.com, where I was actually challenged by another person to create a website, and we were both sort of duel each other in terms of rankings and money and how much we could make from it and traffic and all that stuff. And it was really fun. And actually, for that particular site, I was able to, within 3 months, get it to number one in Google for the term security guard training, and it started to generate an income. So I think I won that battle. But I mean, he eventually did the same thing too. But anyway, I built that with keyword research, looking at various terms and understanding which ones were being searched for with a high number of searches, but also with a low amount of competition in terms of the sites that were out there already serving that audience. And there weren't very many people serving that audience. So once I found that, I saw that opportunity. And yeah, I'm not even a security guard myself, but I was able to do the right research and figure it out as if I was somebody who wanted to become a security guard. I actually called security guard companies in different states, because every state has a different set of requirements, and asked them. And then I just put those things on a blog, and then that platform started to rank because nobody else had that good and that precise information on that topic. Same thing with foodtrucker.com, which was a site that I started a couple years ago that was, again, built in the same exact way with keyword research in mind. There was a keyword called food trucks for sale, or it wasn't called that. That's what the keyword was, and it was searched for a lot, and there was hardly any sites out there serving them. But after even more research, I found that there weren't even any sites serving food truck owners in general or people who wanted to start a food truck. So I saw that opportunity. I love eating at food trucks. I'm not a food truck owner myself, but I put myself in the position as somebody who wanted to start one or figure out how to start one. And then I built a site, and I have content on there based on all that. And I connected with a lot of food truck owners as well, talked to them in person to figure out what their biggest pains were, what they hoped or wish they knew before they got started. And also connected with them on a podcast that I have for that brand as well, because a lot of them listen and have time to listen while on the go in their trucks, but not necessarily time to read blog posts. That's why the podcast exists for that particular brand. And that's been going really well too. Now, I would say, and this is for everybody out there, that getting into these various niches on the positive side of it has been fun and cool, especially for the people watching on SPI. One experiment may excite somebody and get them to take action, while another one might not, and that's why I do all these different things. There are a ton of different ways to generate an income online, and that's sort of the position I put myself in as the person to show you that, and not just talk about it, but show you. Also, it's cool because I'm sort of diverse, right? So if one industry seems to just go under or fall, or it just doesn't work anymore, I have other ones to go through and generate an income from and have that supporting me as well. That being said, I am spreading myself across all these different platforms, and I do know, and I'm just being honest with myself and also you, that if I didn't have all these other niches to get into and feel that I was the person who had to go out there and experiment on these different markets, that I would be able to take the sites that I have and take them to a much higher level. It's true. I mean, going back to 2008, when I first started online business, I had my architecture website helping people pass an exam. You can find that site at greenexamacademy.com. I mean, I took that as far as I could before Smart Passive Income took up some time, and then security guard training took some time, and then I sort of just left that on autopilot, and I haven't touched it really for over 3 years, and it's still generating thousands of dollars, which is really cool. But, you know, Tim is right. I could have added new products and put time into that particular vertical. You know, you hear these expressions of, you know, going horizontal, meaning going across different niches, which is what I've been doing, or going vertical, staying in one particular niche and just completely serving that. And so I could have done a little bit more in the, staying in that really small vertical about that exam. Okay, here is how you pass it. And then I can add more things like more automated courses. I could have added more tools and more study guides and different things like that. Or I could expand a little bit out, but still in the same market. For example, maybe when people are done with the exam, then I go to a different exam that could make sense in the timeline of what people take after they pass this one, or the architecture exam. You know, those are still architecture related, but they're different exams. So that's staying in the same vertical in terms of architecture, but branching out a little bit in terms of, you know, getting away from that exam. But here I am doing, you know, architecture, security guard training, food trucker. I mean, my hands are all the way spanned across now. And then I have smart passive income on top of that. So, I mean, hopefully that gives you some insight, Tim and everybody out there, on what I'm doing. But also, I would recommend that if you are crushing it in a particular space, but there's more opportunity there, I would take it. I mean, you are building your authority for yourself in one particular market. And even though you might expand a little bit out from that market, but still serve the same audience, you should definitely do that as much as you can. So stay within the same market if you can. That's what I would recommend, because you have authority there, and that takes time to build. And that should be obvious because Food Trucker is taking a little bit of time to build as well, as did smartpassiveincome.com when that first started. But, you know, both of those sites are generating an income now and passive income, which is cool. So, yeah, Tim, hopefully that answers your question, gives you all some insight on what I'm up to and why. And this was really fun to talk about. Thank you for letting me share that. Tim, an Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here in the show. My VA, my executive assistant, Jessica, will reach out to you. She does these in batches every couple of weeks. So if she doesn't get to you right away, she will eventually. And she'll collect your information so we can send you that shirt for free. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to the speakpipe.com widget. Thank you so much for your time this week. I appreciate it. Love you guys so much. Since it's Friday, I'm going to ask, as I always do every Friday, which is something I'm starting to do last couple of weeks. If you have a second, head on over to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat. I really appreciate it. It helps the show out a lot. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Tom Rath. He says, "If you spend your life trying to be good at everything, you will never be great at anything." Kind of ironic that that quote was placed here in this particular episode, but definitely keep that in mind. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.